right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
Hey guys, welcome to Monday.
Good morning.
Good weekend.
Brilliant.
Great weekend.
Great weekend. Good morning, Hamish, in the newsroom.
Good morning, everybody.
Producer Jackson, how are you?
I'm here.
Good, me too. Hey, I saw something you posted on the weekend, Jade, on your Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, another Jade Leader purchase.
Oh, yeah,
she's now become a boogie boarder.
The correct term, I believe, is a body boarder because I'm going pro, fellas.
Are you going pro?
No, not really, but I've got back into it.
Where did this come from?
Yeah.
Well, my husband Ben's a body boarder, and I used to have a board, but it went missing in the moves. So we finally bought another body board.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I borrowed Benny's, he had two, so we went out on the weekend, with one of our other mates who was up from, south of Sydney, or south of Newcastle, sorry, and yeah, it was great.
Wow, there you go.
Have you done any tricks, like spins and body rolls and stuff like that?
Well, no, I can't do a drop knee or anything like that yet, but I can do, an El Rolo. Epo, it's his signature move. That is something I can do, but I'm starting back into it again. So the waves are pretty crap on the weekend, but I managed to cut a couple times.
Surfer girl Jade.
I love the lingo, isn't it?
I know.
Cutting. Sick.
Well,
You're in there now, Jade.
Yeah. But I was duck diving again because I was really nervous because it had been a while since I'd gone out. But
you know, like that movie with Leo, Catch Me If You Can, and he just changes characters all the time. I feel like Jade does that with her hobbies. Like surfer girl this week, pickleballer the week after that,
knitting the week after that, scrapbooking the week after that.
Do you know
that?
What? Is it awkward when you go out there and you see the surfers? Like, is that a rivalry between the surfers? They go, oh, yeah, look, they're only on a bodyboard.
Oh, I don't know. There was a couple of, surfers around, but, I don't know. Actually, there was two hogs, actually. They were teenagers.
Hogs.
Yeah, they were hogging the waves there for a little bit. But because I watched a surf etiquette video just to make sure I wasn't going to...
Oh, you did your research. That's good.
I did my research and I was get in line, mate. So I was, I was all over it, the do's and don'ts on the waves. Don't snake in on a wave. Who's got, who's at the lip? If they're going left, I can still take that wave and go
good
right.
Good stuff, Jadie. Good stuff.
Good surf on you for researching the etiquette. That's something that a lot of people ignore.
Yeah,
and that's
true.
Good on you.
Yeah, so, that's very good. Also funny. And imagine you going, oh yes, making little notes as the video ticks over.
Going to do a round of Love It or Loathe It next with the Novos right now. Kickstarting your Monday, Avicii. Love this song. Wake Me Up. Live across Newcastle, it's 6:08. Good morning.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love It or Loathe It.
Yeah, we're going to get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. Kicking it off today, guys, human nature.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. I do love human nature. We're talking about the band,
the
right?
The band's Human Nature.
Cool. Yeah. I actually saw them, their first single, Wishes. They performed at Maroochydore Shopping Centre on the Sunshine Coast at Sanity. And I actually got them to sign the CD that I bought,
do
the single.
Do you still have it?
I think I might packed away in my
could be worth
my box
millions
of memories.
Yeah, you're off from Crevo. Cup of tea.
I mean, any of their songs we play on UFM, of course, I love because that's Newcastle's best music. But any of the other songs, not really into it. They're all right.
You know what? They're getting so much backlash today. They performed at the Australian Open Men's Grand Final last night at Rod Laver Arena, getting absolutely smashed on Twitter. Here's a taste.
Nothing wrong with it.
That's right.
Flawless performance, but I'm going to read through some of the comments that people are saying on Twitter. First of all, nothing gets you more fired up for a sporting event than a bit of human nature, .. Feels like a One Direction 20-year reunion. Way to showcase your musical talent, Australia. Human nature. Really? poor choice. And sportsbets.com.au have provided us with this lovely tweet welcoming you to the 1997 Australian Open Final.
Human nature. I like them. You know what? That, how dare that person say, you know, criticise our Australian artists. Pretty sure Human Nature have been over in, what is it,
it's
Vegas?
It's lame.
They're not lame. It's lame. They've had a Vegas show for years.
You know what? Toby's been on the show before. He's a bit of a diva. I went to see them at Newcastle Entertainment Centre. It was a free ticket. And I was just, you know.
Look, if they wanted a jangly guitar player from Australia, they could have got Vance Joy.
Oh, 100%. There's so many
Australian Open.
Yeah, this is screened all over the world.
No,
I'm
all for it.
This is what we're putting forward, yeah, of course.
They're great. They're talented.
You're trying to pump up the value of your CD. That's all you're doing. They're great.
Available now on my personal Facebook page.
Or eBay.
Hey, Crevo, what are you packing today, my friend?
I've stuck something in my little satchel bag here. All right. Now, first clue, before I rattle this around, is if you give this a dip, it gets really hot.
Ooh. Okay, so you can win a double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown if you can correctly guess what Crevo was packing in his satchel.
Here we go.
Ooh, there you go. All right, call now. The lines are open, 13-10-09. We'll do it next to 6:15. Andy Grammer, Don't Give Up On Me, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM, currently sitting on 22 degrees at Nobby's, 24 at Maitland. 13-10-09, we're playing What's Crevo Packing?
The Novo's What's Crevo Packing?
That's right. Inside my little bag here, my traveller's bag, I've put something. First clue before I rattle it around, give this a dip and it gets really hot.
Ooh.
All right, here we go.
Interesting. I don't know.
You don't know what it is?
No.
You know what I'm packing?
I do not. Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Morning, Jess.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So, do you have something against Human Nature like Maddie and Crevo do performing at the Australian Open?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of them.
Aww,
you don't sound like a fan of Human Nature, Jess. I mean, what's more your vibe?
Like Nickelback, you know, the one everyone hates.
That's all right. You like who you like.
That's sweet.
Do you know
what? You admit it.
People give Nickelback so much shit.
Oh, you do all the time.
I do.
Don't try butter up Jess.
No, I'm not buttering up Jess. I will say that I did purchase their Photograph CD single when it came out. I was about 15 years old. Look at this photograph. Every time I do it makes me laugh.
Well, at least it's memorable for you.
It is. Hey, Jess, what do you think Crevo's packing today?
I was thinking a tea bag.
You know what? I'm going to say close enough. It's a coffee bag.
A coffee bag.
I never would have gotten that. That's incredible, Jess. You're a genius. That would have been my last guess.
Makes sense to me.
I definitely didn't consider coffee bags, but that's good.
That's all good. Hey, Jess, it was pretty hot over the weekend. I see here on the screen you were watching Suits all weekend.
Yeah, just stayed in front of the aircon the whole weekend, going outside.
I think you weren't alone with that. I think a lot of people were like, right, it's a Netflix day.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, is Meghan Markle pretty good in that?
She actually is. I didn't really have an opinion on her as a person before. Now I really like her because I like her character.
Well, that's a win.
Yeah, for her.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Congratulations, Jess. Enjoy the movies. Right now, let's go to Body, Loud Luxury at 105.3 New FM. Good morning. Cloudy with a high chance of showers today. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Tops of 29 degrees on the coast today.
Guys, there's this groom at the moment. He's copping it online because he's had to ban his brother from his wedding because he revealed plans to propose to his girlfriend on his big day. And I'm actually okay with this.
Banning the brother?
Yeah. I'm like, you know what, mate, good on you. It's your special day. That's a bit rude.
It's proposing a bit full on, yeah. I mean, I can totally understand how mad he'd be because he's going to steal the spotlight.
I know, 100%.
A lot of people care a lot about the spotlight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. That's true. They do. So on 13-10-09, we're talking your wedding horror stories or, hey, if you had to ban someone from your wedding, 13-10-09. But I'll delve into this story a little bit more in a sec.
I mean, Jade banned us from her wedding if she was to have another one. Remember that last...
theoretical week? Wedding.
Yeah, yeah, 6:27, good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1...
So, Jade, you were saying before we're doing wedding horror stories in just a minute.
Yes, because this story just really riled me up and I was just... I want to show this man my support, even though I don't know him, because he lives over in America. But basically, his brother sent him a photo of a wedding ring and told him his plans to propose to his girlfriend at his brother's wedding. So he went and banned him. He actually physically called... the function center and like took them off the wedding list and said they cannot come.
So this is what we're after is people who have been banned from weddings or just wedding horror stories in general. Maybe it was the friend or family member who just had a few too many of the brewskis, the free, you know, the open bar and just went a bit wild, that sort of gear.
Yeah, but you think this is wrong, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it takes the spotlight off the happy couple on their day. Wait till the day after or something.
Oh, no.
Maybe the day before.
No, not even. There needs to be a buffer zone, okay?
Well, how long's the buffer zone?
At least a good 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
No, that's so... 2 weeks.
You don't own all the time.
Yes, I do. This actually happened to me and I was furious. Still am. That's probably why I feel so strongly about it. But anyway, 13 10 09 if you have a story.
Wedding horror stories this morning at the Novo, 6:35. Right now, Flume, Vera Blue. This is Rushing Black. Good morning. Flume, Vera Blue, Rushing Back. We are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM, 6:39 for your Monday. Currently 23 degrees at Warners Bay, 24 out at Enna Bay. Jade, we're talking wedding horror stories this morning. How many rings do you have? Oh, wrong one. There you go.
Sorry.
We are. Because there's this man who basically banned his brother and his girlfriend from his wedding because he found out that his brother was going to propose to her at the reception. He's like, no deal. So he called the function center and got them banned. Like, he took them off the guest list.
Too far.
It makes me think the brother must have had form. Because, like, for this, you know, for them to go, right, that's definitely what's happening and not, just don't propose at my wedding.
Yeah,
you know, I feel like the brother must have been done some cheeky stuff before.
No, but do you know what, though? Share the love. The whole family's there to see it. Maybe he wanted to share it in front of, you know, the friends and family.
It's not their day. You don't understand until you've been married, like, how big an occasion that is. It's not meant to be about anyone else but you. And there should be a buffer zone of, like, you know, a good
Jade, you reckon 2 weeks?
You know what? I'll be fair. Either side.
2 weeks either side?
No. Like, a week and a week.
Okay.
Is that quite arrogant, though?
No, I don't think it is. Because, you know, it's an exciting time of someone's life and there's still the buzz and stuff. My brother-in-law, if you're listening, I still love you, but, like, he did this with his girlfriend. They got, like, 2 days after I got married, he went and proposed. Still bitter about it, even though I still love you, if you're listening. But
did it really affect you?
I just think it's rude. Like,
days after?
No. But the thing is, like, you guys probably can't relate, but Ben and I have been together for so long, right? So we got married on our 15th anniversary. And I just felt like it was such a long time that we were together that you'd let us have the celebration, like we're away as a family, as a holiday, celebrating the whole occasion, and then you go and try and jump on the tails of it.
Mm.
See, I think it's wrong.
Maybe I can actually see what you mean.
The other side of this coin is, of course, geez, these guys have been waiting for 15 years. You know, why should we wait any longer?
Well, in all fairness, they've been together only a year, so...
Oh, well, that's all right.
You know, I just think it was wrong.
Are they still together?
They are. Oh, so, good. Happy good. Days. I'm
love.
Like, yeah, you know, I love them, but still, I think they shouldn't have done that.
Now, the only other one on the team really that can understand is Jackson. You're married.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, I went to America and got married by myself because I just couldn't care less. Like, it's between me and my partner. That's the joy in it. I don't care who's doing what around me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound so grown up and reasonable.
Yeah, you do. Very reasonable.
I actually love the vibe.
Looking through a bit of a Reddit thread on wedding horror stories, and the great ones come often from people who work in the industry and see wedding after wedding.
Yeah, of course.
So this one, pretty amazing. I once attended a wedding in which the groom failed to attend. The bride looked like she could have been around 18. Very cute. Just sat in the hallway crying with her parents and friends. Aww. Then they all moved to the reception for dinner and drinks where the groom turned up. They didn't actually get married.
That's weird, isn't it?
Heartbreaking in a way for the poor girl.
Wouldn't you just get the priest or the...
he'd gone home already.
Celebrant.
Oh. It was that many hours later.
He must have had a big bucks night or something. That's why you don't do it the night before.
Yeah, that's crazy. Here's another cracker. Friends had a small wedding at a private area of a restaurant. There's about 30 people. They were quite well to do. After the meal, the server comes out with a 3-tier wedding cake in her arms. Beautiful cake, you can be sure. And they get to the front and center of the room. She slips, hits the floor like a rock, face first into the cake. The initial laughter quickly stopped. Everyone was worried she might be hurt because she wasn't moving.
So you really just don't think these sorts of things happen.
But they do.
It's real. Then she gets up with some help. Like, people were helping her get up. Very sore, obviously, crying, she said, apologizing over and over. Fast forward a few hours, and thankfully she was, like, physically okay. But even better, because she was serving, like, rich people in New York, they all felt really bad, and they started giving her tips. She ended up with about $5,000.
Oh, happy days. Wow. There's a win.
That's awesome.
There's a win indeed.
Next, though, Maddie, on Friday we had Fantasy Friday, which is where we all dress up in, you know, different costumes based on a theme.
Correct.
We had cops and robbers theme on Friday, and I noticed something about the way you really got into that costume.
So Jade was a convict.
Yep.
You were the gay cop from the Village People, and I was a SWAT team member.
And boy, like, you owned it. And usually you're a little bit less enthusiastic than other team members here. But that's, SWAT team outfit, you got into it early. Hours later, you were still wearing it.
I don't know what happened, guys, but God, it made me feel good.
I think secretly you want to become a police officer, and I've noticed a number of other bits of behaviour that lead me down this investigative path.
Love a good psychoanalyze on a Monday morning. We're going to do that next here at New FM at 6:44. Good morning. Jamie Lawson, I wasn't expecting that. Live across Newey, this is 105.3 New FM, 6:54. Currently 24 degrees, gloomy out at Cessnock. And Crevo, apparently you've made some observations, and you think that I am looking to be a police officer. I don't think so.
You say no, but on Friday when we did the cops and robbers theme, you kept that SWAT outfit on for hours.
Hours. Like, honestly, the first moment you walked in the studio, you were straight into the costume bag, grabbing the guns out, grabbing this little device that you strap onto your leg.
Yeah.
Your gun holster.
The gun holster, yep.
Yeah, and those little guns, you are waving them around everywhere. Not very police-like behaviour, but you'd learn all that at the training academy. So nothing to worry about there.
I've never actually thought of being a cop, just saying.
You say that, but signs point to the fact that you may be thinking about it.
Present your evidence.
Here's the evidence that I have come up with. First of all, you've been talking even more about getting your license recently. Essential for being a cop, you need to be able to drive.
That is true.
This is true. Give that a tick.
Correct. You've been drinking more coffee, and I've seen cops in movies drinking a lot of coffee.
Oh, as if.
Yeah, you always have at least 2-3 cups a day.
Yeah, you've been drinking more than you used to.
I've had zero today, but I will take that.
Yeah,
I do drink a lot of coffee.
Of course, it's evidence. It's all correct. You've been opening doors with your foot a lot, like a member of SWAT.
That's true.
Constantly. You did it this morning.
Yeah. Bang! The door swings open.
That is true.
Also, you've been calling the team squad every time you see us. Hey,
absolutely
squad.
Not. I don't call you squad. I might have imagining that one.
I might have made that one
the
up.
The Novo squad.
That's lame.
You've also been wearing, well, this is not happening right now, but you've been wearing your hat forwards more often than you used
That's
to.
That's true.
Like a police officer.
Got to grow up sometime.
You never see officers wearing their hats backwards, do you?
Although, that would look good.
It would look good. You've also been calling people sir and madam, like a police officer.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah, he's never called me madam.
Okay. Well, it's usually maybe other I words. Made that one up as well. And finally, you've been writing things down a lot in a flip-style notebook. Like you're making notes of evidence at a crime scene.
Nah.
No, I made that one up as
you
well.
Did.
But I thought that it would contribute to the entertainment factor. Officer Maddie, soon patrolling your area.
They would not let me through the doors at the academy. See you guys.
I don't know.
I think they would. I think if you know, you told them how you got your life together and you'll be able to relate to, you know, the young kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true, true.
You're in with a good chance.
Now, Jade, coming up after 7 o'clock, we're talking pets and babies, two of your favourite things.
Yes, so, okay, we had some friends come stay with us on the weekend with their 3-month-old baby. And Ben
Jade
and
was
I...
annoyed, I bet.
No, we're keeping the dogs outside, which is like huge because they're always indoor. They have the run of the house. And I kept saying to them, maybe just leave the dogs outside. But they're like, oh, no, no, let them in, let them in. To the point where there was almost an accident with my one of my chihuahuas maybe lunging at the baby. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's a frightening.
Which one was it?
Myrtle. Yeah,
Jade.
I know.
That's really bad.
Yeah, well, in all fairness, though, I'll explain a little bit more as to how it happened and why, but 13-10-09, though, is it okay to have pets around babies?
Because there's some really good stories out there. Some pets are very, very protective of babies.
Yeah, like if you've had, you know, a dog, a Labrador, and it's, a, you know, a gem around your newborn.
Gotta love a Labrador. They've got such beautiful natures. Yeah, Chihuahuas, angry. Along with poodles. 6:59, good morning. Brian Adams, Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. And this morning on 13-10-09, we are talking, is it okay to have pets around the babies? You had some guests over the weekend, Jane. Little old Myrtle.
Yeah.
Lunged at the little baby, 3 months old.
She did. The baby's fine.
How are the other ones?
Baby safe. Coco did not bat an eyelid. And Ruben, though, he wasn't too bad. He had his moments, but when you get Myrtle and Ruben together, they egg each other on. Mm. So take one away. Ruben was actually fine with the baby, but Myrtle didn't really want to have a bar of her.
Spoiled, spoiled, spoiled. See, don't want mummy's attention anywhere else.
Yeah, I know.
You
it wasn't
were
good.
Cuckooing over the baby, and they didn't like it.
Katie, good morning. What do you think? Morning. Is it okay to have pets around babies?
Yeah, it's fine. But what you've got to realise is animal instincts, and they can't control that. They can't talk to us. So the only way that we can know if they're annoyed or something is for them to snap and all that sort of thing. So you got to be super careful about it. It's not something you can go, oh, they'll be fine, because you just don't know. If they grab them and pull them on the ear, they could bite them, you know. You've just got to be really vigilant and on top of it, because it's just that what if something happens. You got to watch them really carefully.
Katie, what were you like when you had your child? Did you have animals at the house?
Well, we spoke to, like, the midwife and whatever, and what they say to do is to have your scent well, the baby scent, you take like a blanket or a towel or something, and then you put that scent, take that scent home for the animal to be ready for it and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, slowly introduce them, that sort of thing. But when I was pregnant, he didn't leave my side. He was like right up against my belly. I got a border collie, and he's very sweet.
That's sweet.
You just never know, like. You never know. They can snap at any moment if they get annoyed and upset, and that's understandable. They're animals.
Well, in all fairness, I'll be honest, I didn't hold the baby, because I probably should have. and that might have, you know, put my scent on the baby, which would have eased the dogs, but...
Because do you just not feel comfortable holding babies?
Yeah, just it's not really my thing. So, you know, I did rub the baby and then I rubbed the dog's and I tried to put... Yeah, I patted the baby's leg and then I rubbed it on the dog's head.
Offered it a liver treat.
Oh, dear.
The mum's like, don't give that to the baby.
But it didn't really work. And I was
you
like,
want a little schmacko there? Isla?
Oh, well.
Yeah. Little pigsy there.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Like, my friends, when they had a baby, they got a cat.
Yep.
And, like, close supervision for, like, the first month almost. Like, they were just always watching it. Now, the baby, like, pulls the cat's tail and stuff, and the cat's, like, pretty cruisy with the whole situation.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good stuff. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Hey, we're good, mate. Is it okay to have pets around babies? Do you have an experience with this?
Yeah, so I've got a little pit bull when I was 7 months old. I think it's absolutely fine. You just got to be very vigilant. You've got to be careful because, look, I just think Chihuahua is one of the most aggressive dogs.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that pit bulls are, but they aren't. A lot of people know them as mountain dogs, which they were known that they are.
Sorry, Scott. Oh, we can't
sorry,
hear you,
Scott. Yeah. Your line sort of dropped out there, but I think you're saying chihuahuas are as
vicious. Dogs.
Vicious.
And pit bulls aren't.
And just be vigilant, which is true. That's all you can really do.
And that's why, you know, it was all good for you on the weekend because you were keeping an eye
and
on
I, because I just knew, I had a feeling. But I think cats are just as bad, though. I know, like, some cats, you know, have, you know, smother babies sometimes.
Oh, yeah, those cats will smother you in your sleep if they really want to.
Oh, no.
Just lay on your face. Coming up next, producer Jackson, what's the goss? What's on the way, mate?
Shock marriage breakdown and some helpful advice for Shaq and J-Lo, who are going to do the Super Bowl.
I did read that. Okay, we'll do it next. 7:15 with the Novos at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the goss?
Yeah, producer Jackson is here. Hello.
Oh, hey, guys.
Good morning.
I'm very sad because there's been a marriage breakdown.
Who?
I got to pump up this music. So you might remember that I was telling you Pamela Anderson got married to that the movie exec.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a month ago or something.
No, 12 days.
12 days?
Yes. Don't be generous. They've called it quits already. So she's put out a statement and she says that she's been warmed by the reception of her and John's union, but they're taking some time apart to reevaluate where they're at and what they want from life and each other, which is really sad. Poor Pammy.
I'm sort of mixed. I sort of think, you know what, you've got balls to leave the marriage so early, but at the same time, I think it's crap because you're the sort of people that give marriages a bad name.
It cheapens marriage.
It does.
Well, I think she's just gone for beating that record by Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries. Remember they had 72 days together?
Yeah. Mm. 12 days.
12 days.
Every time I hear that Pammy's with someone, I get excited. Like, I'm like, yeah, I want her to win, right? And she just lets the team down by pulling this.
I wonder what the problem is. It must be her.
It's got to be her, right?
Or, I mean, after 12 days, one of them's revealed something.
Yeah,
you know,
a secret that
secretly,
the other didn't know.
I like to do this.
Oh, well, that must be him because she hides absolutely nothing. She must be impulsive.
Yeah, I think so. You know? To get married and then get divorced so quick.
I think that was, her third or fourth marriage?
Fifth.
Yeah. Oh,
jeez. They're getting shorter and shorter.
She wants to beat Elizabeth Taylor's record.
Eight?
She had eight, I think.
Yeah, only a couple to go. Oh, put on your pammies.
So aspirational. Hey, as we like and pray for Pammy, let's move on.
The Super Bowl halftime show starts right now.
Very excited because J-Lo and Shakira are taken to the stage of the halftime show, which is, like, happening very soon. I'm not exactly sure when, but exciting because I think it's today.
Yeah.
That'll be epic, that performance.
It's
gonna
be
so
huge.
Exciting.
Well, this is what they've said to expect.
It's going to be an exciting show. That's what you can expect. When you think about Shaq and I think about what I do and the combination of that, I think of, like, kind of like an explosion.
Spoil the surprise.
No, none of the surprises.
You know, I'm excited for it. How do you think it's going to go?
Well, sometimes Super Bowl things are built right up and then they're a flop. And then sometimes it's amazing and everyone talks about it for months.
Mm. Justin Timberlake was a bit of a letdown. Personally,
do you know what?
I didn't rate him.
Jennifer Lopez, consummate professional. Every performance she does, she kills it. She's a great dancer. She's a pretty good singer.
I am worried. I'm worried that it's Shakira that's going to let it down.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, let's be honest. Hips don't lie and wherever, that's all she's really got. You know?
Yeah.
And, she almost went to jail for tax evasion. Anyway, Gaga absolutely slayed the Super Bowl, no doubt about that. She's come out because she did the pre-game show, which is like a hype-up. She just had, like, very brief, a little bit of advice. Here it is.
I better hear no lip-syncing tomorrow.
J-Lo's like, shit.
That was my plan.
Ooh, I'm glad she's come out and done that, though, because do you know what? Gaga is a true professional. Absolute, like, swinging around from those ceilings and jumping off roofs and stuff like that, still put on an absolutely amazing show.
I mean, she did. She absolutely killed it, Gaga.
And do you know what? I'd rather hear a few off notes if you're putting on a good performance and actually own the stage for what you've got, the talent you've got, than seeing some sort of lip-syncing show. No offense to Britney Spears, but like...
No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I agree. I'd rather someone give it a go and go live than not at all.
Fake.
Bring your A-game.
Show.
Good stuff. Thank you, Jackson.
Thanks
hey, up
that.
Next, Celebrity Loot. $1,000 to give away. All you need to do is identify celebrity number 5. Take a listen.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
13-10-09, give us a buzz. There's only one celeb left. How easy can it get?
All right, we're going to do it after the news with Hamish. 7:25, good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
3, 2, 1.
There we go. Hey, guys. Good. Hey, Celebrity Loot up next. We've got one celeb to go. Take a listen. newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. This is it, guys.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
13-10-09, if you want to score yourself $1,000, you just need to correctly tell us who voice number 5 is.
Excellent. It's that easy right now. Keith Urban, Wasted Time at 105.3 New FM at 7:35. Good morning.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale. No charge.
I just got
it. To know those, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Celebrity.
Yeah, this is it. We've got $1,000 to give away. Cold hard cash. You could be walking away with that. If you guess celeb number 5, take a listen and don't waste your guess. newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect ones.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
Happy Monday to Alison. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Excellent. Now I hear that you're... Your youngest first day at school today.
Yes.
How are you nervous? Are you feeling good about it? What's the feeling happening for you?
Yeah, I've got a few butterflies and yes.
That'll be right.
How many kids do you have?
We had 3, but we've got 2 now.
So do you always
get a little bit nervous
for each child that goes to school?
Yeah.
Jeez, do you think there'll be tears today, Alison?
Maybe.
There'll be tears of joy if we give her $1,000, I reckon.
Here we go. Who do you think it is, Alison?
Is it Kate Winslet?
Kate Winslet is incorrect. Sorry, Alison. Good luck today, though. Let's go.
Hey, Ali.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
That's good. What are you up to today?
Just going home to clean the house.
Oh, the dreaded chores.
I know,
it's not
right?
fun. At least you're not doing it on your crazy heat days, like I think we hit, 42 or something on Saturday?
Yeah.
You poor thing. All right, who do you think the guess is?
Is it Ellen DeGeneres?
No, it is not.
Thank you. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
How are you today?
Yeah, good.
Monday morning, how are you feeling? Now, I've got here on our screen that you wouldn't call in sick if you won because you are the boss. That means you can just take any day you want off, yeah?
Oh, not so much.
What do you do for work, Andy?
Bottle shop.
Bottle shop, nice. Oh, there's a good place to work. Jeez, if radio doesn't work out for me, I'm going to work in a bottle shop. Can you give me a job, Andy?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, thanks. Done. Sold. Who do you think the celeb 5 is? Courtney Cox. Courtney Cox is incorrect.
No, thank you, though.
That was all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today. Another chance before nine.
Now, everyone's been going a little bit tennis mad recently, Jade.
I've been loving it.
Watching a lot of the games, telling us all about it. Did you see this? Did you see that?
Getting nothing.
Maddie and
zero replies.
Usually not, because we haven't been watching it. However, my partner Emmy, right into it, and she sort of got me watching yesterday, last night's game with Djokovic and team, and I noticed a few things which I found fascinating about how the tennis is being played out these days.
Very good. We'll do it next in UFM 741. Good morning. Sones and I, Never Seen the Rain. We're live across Newey. This is 105.3 in UFM with the Novos, Jade, Matty, Crevo. Tops of 30 degrees on the coast today, 34 at Maitland and Valley. Cloudy, high chance of showers. And we're talking tennis, Crevo. I never thought I'd hear from your mouth because you don't watch it.
No, well, not at all, really, except for last night. Sort of.
It was a big game.
It was. The Djokovic final. And team, and I was like, oh, yeah, we'll give this a little go.
Did you watch the full 4 hours of the match?
No, of course not. I'm not crazy.
Oh, it's great.
I just decided to watch. But I watched probably a good hour of it, and I thought, look, I'll watch it. There might be something funny to talk about on the show tomorrow. And I was not disappointed. first thing I noticed is the amount of people that sit just on the ground outside the stadium.
And just watch it on the big screen.
Yeah.
Wow.
What? It's massive. It's like thousands of people. That seems crazy to me. Maddie, imagine this, because Jade, you're obviously not convinced on this one, but just hear me out for a second, yeah. Right? There's the new Star Wars film comes out at the cinemas. Oh, cinema's full. Would you go sit outside for the duration, for the 2.5 hours, just to get the vibe of it?
They're watching
nuts.
It on a big screen.
Yeah, but
I actually like more sports should do that, because a lot of people can't afford to go and watch the game itself. So it's like, you know what? They still get to go there. There's still like things happening around the stadium.
It's the atmosphere.
Nah, I'm calling it. I think if you go out and just sit outside any event and just watch it, what a loser.
That's a no from Crevo.
No.
Just watch it
You're
at home.
You're terrible.
Or at the pub or something. Sitting on the ground, how uncomfortable. also, team, he seems to think that the 90s are back in fashion. He's gone for the blonde tips. Very 1992 Justin Timberlake.
So you're not into a bit of frosting?
No, the frosted tips and the headband, you know, he's got the one that, like, has the little tails at the back.
Yeah.
Like two little bunny ears falling
down.
That's
another no.
That's another no. They also, what I've noticed is the commentators have quite a low bar for what they think is crazy, right?
Oh, what's an example?
So, for example, right, they're commentating away, and then I think it was Djokovic did like a little slide and hit the ball in a slightly different way, and they're like, oh my God, absolutely crazy tennis here.
And they're incredible shots. Sometimes they almost do the splits when they're going for, you know, a backhand.
Yeah, quite talented, but not absolutely crazy.
You, Crevo, you couldn't do it.
No, of course not. I'm not saying I could.
Hey, isn't that what our society's built on? Cutting down others when you can't do things yourself.
the other thing I noticed is, you know, the ball boys, they've got quite a bit of skill in what they do.
Yes,
you
they
know,
do.
Speeding across like that. Why are they still wearing the school floppy hats though at night?
Oh, aren't they ugly?
They're being sun smart.
No, at night? It's the middle of the night.
You know what? It's a uniform. And I like the fact that, you know, whether it's rain, hail or shine, they still wear the full thing.
Give them a little, like, you know,
Jade reminds,
poncho or something.
Jade reminds me of a girl that would still to this day wear those hats.
Yeah.
I'm going to the, have one. I'm going to the... Oh, you don't.
Do you?
I knew
the
it.
Flap at the back?
A floppy. Yeah, if I have a floppy hat. Well, when I used to go sea kayaking when we lived out at Fingal Bay.
You'd wear the one with the flap at the back?
Don't laugh at people who are being sun smart, mate.
It's at night, though.
Jade.
Stop wearing a hat.
Oh, they're the ugliest hats of all
there's
time.
There's moon rays. I don't know if that's a thing,
it
but
definitely
in
isn't.
My debate,
You're using it.
I'm using it.
The other amazing thing is the umpire's chair. Have you seen that thing
it's
recently?
It's giant. It's pretty big.
They must feel so high and mighty up there.
It's not the height, right? They've always been tall. What's amazing is I feel like the umpire's union must have got a lot more powerful recently. The chair now has this curve to it that looks as if they're in the pilot seat of a pod racer from Star Wars. It looks like the thing's about to take off and they're going to gun someone down.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
I'll
give you that one.
I'm glad these are the things that you took away from the game of tennis. Nothing to do with the actual game itself.
Oh, no. That was all right. That was pretty good, I guess.
Hey, up next, on Friday at the show, very interesting chat we had. Jade Hughes was telling us a story about the pet elections.
Mm.
Now, at the end of the day, it was a dog and a goat fighting for political dominance. Yep. I think this is what happened.
Okay.
Oh, let's do pet elections here in Newcastle.
That's a great idea.
You can nominate your pet to be mayor. Like the symbolic mayor of Newcastle.
Yeah, you reckon? We don't need to check with council or anything.
We'll just buy some
robes.
So, all weekend, you've been sending in your pictures of your pets to be the hunter's next symbolic mayor. Wow, we've got some good ones, haven't we?
Yeah,
we have.
I'm really amazing. We're going to sort of go into, you know, some of their profiles up next to see how the elections are coming along.
And we're not just taking dogs and cats. No. We're taking rabbits, turtles, whatever
you
got.
You know what's amazing? Jackson, you came in here before and you said that there's an alpaca that wears thongs that someone's nominated.
It wears a flag and it wears thongs as well.
Now, that's a pet that I want to be the mayor of Newcastle.
Well, you can vote like everyone else.
I want to hear their pitch.
This is a democracy.
They've got to win me over.
131009 as well. If you have nominated your pet, you'd like to get on the air and drum up some support for them, give us a ring. We'll do it next at New FM 3 to 8.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Three, two, one.
Now, we're very excited because all weekend we've been getting lots of pitches and nominations for the New FM Hunter Pet Elections. This happened on the show last Friday.
Oh,
let's do pet elections here in Newcastle.
That's a great idea.
You can nominate your pet to be mayor. Like the symbolic mayor of Newcastle.
Yeah,
you reckon?
We don't need to check with council or anything.
We'll just buy some
robes.
So, Jade, you were telling a story on Friday about an election over in the UK, I think it was, with a goat versus a dog.
Correct.
And it was a real big political process, a big presidential-style election.
So we thought we will do our own here in the Hunter.
Because do you know what? When the politicians fail, we as a society need to turn to animals run things.
Well, they're a bit more reliable in some ways, some would say.
Well, they're pack members, you know, dogs and stuff. They're used to, you know, running together, nipping at each other's heels.
Look at your dogs. I mean, they form alliances and gang up on other dogs and...
The only
children.
The only pork barrelling they'll do is just eating some pork from a barrel.
Well, we still are taking nominations. We're going to meet finalists right across the week here. And on Monday, we're announcing the winner, Newcastle's first inaugural pet election mayor champion.
I love it. We don't really have an official title.
No, we don't.
We're going to make it up as we go.
Can I announce our first finalist?
Yes.
Yeah, go on.
All right.
On.
Melanie, who is the owner of Nitro, who is a gorgeous chihuahua, who is actually the father of my Myrtle. Hello,
that's
Melanie.
Not rigged. No, we're doing it next, Jade. We're doing it next. Yeah. It's 6 past 8.
I'm excited.
Bit to
know. I'm sorry. Melanie, we're going to Melanie next.
Yeah, sorry, Melanie. You just have to wait. Macklemore Glorious right now. Good morning. Macklemore Glorious. We're live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Very exciting because we're talking the Hunter's pet election. Yes, that's right. Jade, you brought a story to the show last week about an election over in the UK for a symbolic mayor. It was between a goat and a dog. So we thought, do you know what? Hunter residents, very proud of their pets.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do our own Hunter Pet Elections. We're looking for the pet mayor.
That's right. They won't have... Well, we can't guarantee they'll have any actual power.
Yeah, no.
But you'll have the glory and pride of, you know, having that title that we gave you.
We'll get you a trophy or something.
That's right.
We'll work it out. But the thing is, you can nominate. Just send us a picture, DM now, Facebook or Instagram. But I have the pleasure to announce our very first finalist, Nitro, who is owned by Melanie. How are you this morning? Hello, Mel.
Melanie, gone.
Melanie, you there? No,
oh, good. All right. Oh, sorry, Nitro, you're gone.
Oh, no, Nitro.
Sorry.
No, it was rigged anyway, Jade.
I was gunning for Nitro.
It's rigged anyway because it's...
He's the father of my chihuahua, Myrtle.
We'll have no...
How did that happen?
We'll have no rigging in this election, please. Let's go to Meg. How are you? Meg.
Good morning. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. So you've nominated Texas for mayor. So tell us about Texas, the breed, and describe what he looks like.
Hello?
Oh, no. Oh. We've lost them.
I don't know where Meg's gone.
Oh, well, there you go.
Mel's just back on Tango.
Mel's back.
Mel? All right.
Oh, here we go. Thank you. Let's go for Mel. Hey, Mel.
Hello.
Hey, Mel. So you're the owner of Nitro.
Yes, I am.
So tell us about Nitro, what he looks like and about his personality.
Nitro is a little black chihuahua. He's constantly got his little tongue out. He's a little boy with a massive attitude, rules the roost pretty much, but he's damn cute, isn't he?
Now, Mel, of course, Jade has just revealed that Nitro is the father of her dog, Myrtle. Yes. Vicious little thing that thing is. So is it like father, like daughter?
I dare say so, yes.
Now,
they're protective.
We've got to ask some political questions.
Yeah, meet
here.
The candidate kind of style questions. All right, yeah. So first one, kicking it off today, is what are Nitro's best traits?
Oh, his looks, for sure. Have a look at him.
Well.
I agree, he's adorable.
Maybe questionable.
The tongue looks like it'll be dragging along the ground sometimes. Is that an issue?
He does have a very long tongue and it is constantly out further and further.
All right, next question. Does Nitro work well with others?
If he knows you, yes. But if you went up to him as a stranger and put your hand out to him, no.
Okay, all right. And one more. What is Nitro's favourite treat?
His favourite treat would be the little milky sticks.
Oh, they're the best.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're wanting to bribe Nitro for some political power, bring along a bag of milky sticks. Easily done. All right, thanks for that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mel.
Nominated in the draw, Nitro. There we go. Yeah. Entered. We've got Meg back here, guys. Hey, Meg, how are you?
Hi. Yeah, good, thank you.
Oh, now, Meg, let me tell you, your dog, Texas.
I'm biased. I think he's gorgeous.
Your dog just put our producer Jackson in tears almost.
Yeah.
Now, the picture you've sent through, beautiful picture, and it was very impressive because in this photo, Texas is dressed in a doggy suit.
That was for his 16th birthday party.
Oh, wow. 16.
Yeah. And a golden retraver too.
Age equals experience.
That's true.
That's right. He's a wise old man, this one.
So can you tell us a little bit about Texas?
Texas is actually a foster dog that I have, him and his daughter that came into my care. He does have terminal cancer. But he's still going strong. He's on his medications every day and he still loves his walks and loves car rides and he loves his ice cream and treats. So, yeah, he's a really, really lovely, sweet dog. He loves everyone and everything.
Now, obviously, you know, with such a loving attitude, as a political figure, he'd have a lot of empathy for his constituents, wouldn't he?
Oh, yes. He lives with his daughter and his two foster sisters and the cat. They all get along lovely. He's like the man of reason. When the girls might have a little bit of a go, he will just sort of get in the middle and stop that because he just wants to live his life out in peace.
Well, he sounds like a very approachable and he obviously likes to shake hands and kiss babies. So yeah. I think he's a strong candidate.
He's waiting for his treat packet right now. He's just right at my feet, wanting his little Rosemary.
Now, Meg, how long have you had him for 16 years? Like, how old was he when you got him?
I took him from another carer about a year and a half ago. So he's been in foster care with his daughter for about maybe 3 years. But because he is palliative, you know, we can't obviously adopt him out.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Have his final home.
Oh.
So,
breaks my heart.
Well, he sounds like a beautiful person, you know, person slash dog, doesn't he?
Yeah, he'll be at the door soon, wants to go out for his walk.
How long do you think he has left, Meg?
Oh, well, a year ago I thought not long at all, but we just had his 16th birthday party and we had a chemical castration put in, which has really helped with his tumours and put some pep in his step, so...
You never know is the answer. Sounds like you might live.
He's got the stamina.
That's right.
Might have to do an 18th birthday party.
Yeah.
And the wisdom.
Well, Meg, thank you so much for putting him up for the candidate. He's in the running.
Oh,
vote Texas.
Yay. Thanks, Meg. Thank you for joining the show. I'm in Jackson. We need to make Texas win, I think.
I think so. What a trooper.
Oh, we're going to need our business.
We can't have any of this.
I'm sold easily.
Yeah, you are. You can't have a rigged election. Come on.
No. So you can still nominate.
Go to the New FM Facebook page. Send through the picture of your pet. We'll put up a photo of Nitro
in Texas
today just to check him out. But official voting starts on Friday.
Excellent. Very
good. Well, guys, there's a dentist who holds the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of toothpaste. I didn't think I would ever say that, but it is apparently a thing, and you won't believe how many tubes he has. I'll tell you about this character next.
It's 8:17 with the Novos at New FM. Good morning. Lewis Capaldi, Hold Me While You Wait, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. It's 8:24.
And there is a dentist, fellows, that is collecting toothpaste. He has the Guinness World Record for a collection of about 3,000 tubes.
What makes someone go and collect toothpaste?
I don't know.
You've got to be pretty special.
A lack of hobbies, I think.
Well, funny you should say that. He's explained that to us already.
When I started my dental career, I was pulling hundreds of teeth. Then I remember there was a Guinness record for a number of teeth pulled. I started looking online for that record and I came across information about collecting toothpaste. And I thought, hey, I would rather collect toothpaste because it's much more exciting.
Makes so much more sense now, doesn't it?
I also love the way he says career.
I know.
Is he Russian?
Hat. I don't know what he is,
but I just love how passionate he is about toothpaste.
There's a guy you don't want anywhere near your teeth.
Yeah, well, he just said, you know, on a whim almost, he wanted to pull more teeth to break a record.
Oh, this one needs to come out too. And this one. And this one.
Get away.
Well, you know what? I'd love that he's got his customers helping him along collecting these tubes as well.
In 2012, I finally submitted all the papers to Guinness Committee and they approved my record. But that was, like I'm saying, almost 10 years ago. I clearly acquired at least another 1,000 since then. I have one in mind that I actually missed on eBay. It was toothpaste, a tube that was in space.
Bless.
What a cooked unit.
But apparently as well, all these clients going on holidays and bringing back toothpaste from other countries.
What? Imagine going to his house and, you know, you're in his bathroom, stayed over.
Very fresh smell.
Oh, well, imagine you accidentally use one of his really good ones.
One that went to space.
What do you do?
I mean, props to being dedicated to a certain cause, but get a hobby.
No. But he thinks he's quite sane.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want him pulling my teeth. Too weird.
They sell collecting as some type of mental illness because we kind of turn crazy. I think toothpaste alone is close to $50,000. I don't see any stopping point for sure. I might slow down, but I'm always looking for that something special.
Really?
Wow.
No words.
I know.
I've found the something special. It's you, mate.
Hey, Celebrity Loot is coming up before 9 o'clock. But of course, Crevo, over the weekend we heard the tragic news of that car accident where all those poor children lost their lives.
Yeah, four young people who just shouldn't have lost their lives. And you can imagine that their whole family will never be the same, really, after that. Just absolutely devastating. And it's brought up a debate about whether or not the alcohol tolerance for people who are driving should be brought down to zero.
Zero for everyone. A blanket rule. Doesn't matter if you have your blacks or you're on your P's.
And
zero alcohol.
That's right. This is the debate that's being raised. 13:10:09 to join the show. After the news, we're going to get into that and really find out what you're thinking about this.
Yeah, should there be a zero alcohol limit as a blanket rule? Right or wrong, we'll do it next in UFM.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
3, 2, 1.
So, awful, awful story over the weekend. Four young people unfortunately passed away when they were hit by a drunk driver.
Yeah, it was devastating.
Down Sydney, and just everyone's just really cut up about it. When you talk to anyone about this, they're just all in a bit of shock, really.
Well, it's hard imagining losing one child, let alone three in one family, and then a cousin.
As well. And what this has done is the Australasian College of Surgeons has actually suggested that the alcohol tolerance be reduced to zero, so it doesn't matter what license level you're on. They're saying it should be zero alcohol limit. And it's just raised a bit of a debate about this, whether this is a good idea or not.
Well, I mean, this guy was three times over the legal limit. I mean, that's just not on. And obviously,
terrible.
What's even more shocking is that he's the son of a police officer. So this is something that really should have been ingrained in
you
him.
You would think.
Yeah. I'm okay with the idea of it being a zero tolerance
to alcohol.
Because, you know,
where do you sit, Matty?
Oh, absolutely. I think zero alcohol all round. Because, you know what? That's four children's deaths. Like, you know, it's got to mean something. Something's got to come from this. Like, their lives shouldn't... It was, you know, of course, more details will come out about the accident, but of course, the alcohol is what everyone's talking about. And, I mean, if that contributed to four young people not even seeing past 15 years old, I mean, that's got to mean something.
Yeah, yes. Look, it is a tragedy, but I actually think that zero alcohol is... I don't think that's the answer, because even though we have laws in place now about what level you're allowed to be, this guy was almost three times the level anyway, and people that have like their license cancelled and stuff or drive anyway, I think it won't make any difference. I think people that are going to drive while drunk are going to do it anyway. Like, that's, I don't know. I think that a total ban is too strict.
But I disagree, but we'll talk about it more in a sec, though.
13:10:09, we want to know your opinion. If you want to weigh in on this discussion, right or wrong, zero alcohol limit across all classes of license. We'll do it after Holy Grail, Hunters and Collectors, right now. For your Monday morning, Newcastle, it's 8:37. Good morning. Hunters and Collectors live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM, 34 the top at Maitland and the Valley today, 30 degrees on the coast. Crevo?
So, obviously, there was an awful accident over the weekend where four young people died. And on Sunday, I was just at a friend's house having a barbecue.
Yeah.
This debate came up about, you know, do we think we should get rid of any alcohol in the system for drivers and just say zero tolerance, doesn't matter what license you're on. Interesting, this came up because then the Australasian College of Surgeons has suggested that maybe we should look into this as a possibility. And you guys seem to be pretty staunch on the fact that, yep, let's just do that. Blanket rule, zero alcohol. I'm sort of on the side of, I think we should keep the system the way it is and have some tolerance, because I just feel like even if you set these rules in place, I think people are still going to drink dry.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think a lot of people do, it's not an excuse, but I think a lot of people don't know their body. Everyone's body's different. So I think, what is it, point whatever it's meant to be?
Mm.
people will drink thinking, oh, okay, I've had two, I should be okay, but their body might not be able to handle it, or maybe they haven't drunk for a while, so the alcohol stays in their system longer. I think they should ban it as zero tolerance, because then it just cuts out anyone from having any alcohol in their system. And the thing is, there's countries all over the world who have a zero limit when it comes to drink driving. Hungary, Romania, Slovakia, Czech Republic, Dubai. Like, it's not like other countries don't have this in place.
Mm. I just think there's four young people that have lost their lives all because this guy was three times over the limit. Obviously, when you're that far over, you have to bring into, you know, question his judgment, his ability to drive. It's just, obviously, this is a terrible accident, but their lives need to mean something. I mean, what a horrible, horrible way for those poor young kids to go. Oh,
but this has happened more than once, though, too. Like, it's not just them. Like, it happens all the time.
So, like, we need to, I think, as a country and as a society, really just say, this has got to stop. And if I think of what a blanket rule does is really just, you know, put to the front of the line the severity of what can happen.
Okay. Well, the debate stands. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah. Tegan, good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Hey, we're good, thank you. Tell us, do you think there should be a zero alcohol ban for all drivers?
Absolutely. You know, like, drink driving's been such a big case for so many decades now that it's ridiculous that it still stands, that people are allowed to drink and drive. People are killed every day. You know, this guy was three times over the limit. There's no excuse.
I mean, there's no excuse for the level of alcohol he was at, but, I mean, what about just having, like, one light beer or some of Nan's fruitcake that has a little bit of alcohol in it? Do you reckon those people can't drive too?
Well, it goes to, you know, it just, anything can happen. Something can quickly run out in front of you on the road. Like, it only takes a split second, and alcohol impairs your judgment regardless of how much it is.
Definitely, that's true.
Do you know what, Tegan, as well, a part of me seems to think, you know what, obviously the message isn't getting across enough, because, you know, he's still, even though he knew he was over the limit, he had been drinking, he still got in his car and he still drove it. I mean, do you think by having this blanket rule, it will really just drive home to people that it's just not acceptable?
No, I don't think it will change anything. Even if they put it down to zero, people are still going to drink and drive regardless. People just people are habitual. Like, you know, people are just going to stick to what they've been doing for many years.
Mm.
But I think it will stop a lot more people, though, from doing it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I really do think it will.
Thanks for your call, Tegan.
Hey, Kylie, how are you?
I'm good. How you going?
Good, thank you. Thanks for joining the show. So, where do you sit on this?
Obviously, like I say, it's devastating what happened, but I think making a blanket rule, I reckon it's not the answer. Like, I think they need to pass the penalties in place for people that do this. I mean, he was three times overweight. Like, what about people that want to stop and have one drink before they go home? You know what I mean? Like, it's going to... I think people are still going to do it and still drive. That's definitely not the answer. They should really enforce people that are caught so that they learn not to be drinking and driving. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of on the same page as you. I think, you know, I think if you are caught, you could have way tougher penalties than they have. Like, I think the way that they've really ratcheted up the penalties on mobile phones is good, and they should maybe go for that. But just to do a blanket ban, I think it's too much and doesn't actually match with our society, I reckon.
Well, all right, let's take one more call. Luke, good morning.
Yeah, morning.
Hey, mate. Tell me, what are your thoughts on this? Should there be a blanket ban?
No, I don't think for 1 minute there should be a blanket ban.
So, Luke, tell me, you go to the pub after work, have a couple of coldies before you drive home. Like, do you do this yourself?
Yeah, I actually, because I'm not actually a big beer drinker, I'm a spirits drinker. I limit myself to one drink and that's it, because I feel I can use my own judgment to... Well, I put the blanket ban on myself. So I know my limits. One drink, that's it. And I've never gone over that, because I just think if you put a blanket ban over everyone, that's taking people's ability to make their own decisions away. And fair enough, you know, that this is a big tragedy, but what about the people that blow 0.02 and there's not been an accident.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. That's sort of the point I'm making. I think I'm on the same page as you. If you like, why take that away from people that are responsible? I think it, you know, definitely for someone like this guy who's, you know, three times over the limit, like that's way too far, and you could take his ability away to drive forever.
I know. It's only a few people that ruin it for others, but I just think just zero tolerance. It's not hard.
I mean, there's zero tolerance on with drugs. There's zero tolerance with your mobile phone now. Like, why is it that the, you know, one of the major things that causes accidents is alcohol, or there's like this weird leniency towards it?
I just think it's such a big part of our society, and if you do have a small amount of alcohol, I don't think it really affects your driving that much.
There has been a poll done asking this exact question, and 53% of people say that there should be no change, with 47 saying that, you know, let's do a blanket ban.
So it's close.
It's very close. Yeah. So it does split opinions, this one.
Interesting stuff.
Celebrity loot up next. We've got $1,000 to give away. One celeb left standing between you and the money. We're after number 5. Take a listen.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
The greatest movie of all time.
13:10:09. If you can get that last celeb, the money is all yours.
Very good. Playing next. Lines are open. Call now. It's 8:48.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale. No charge. I've just got to know those. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
Five celebrity voices, one away, though, you are to winning $1,000. All you have to do is guess number 5, and the cash is yours.
That's
that easy.
That's right. UFM.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. Let's do this, guys. Darren, good morning.
Morning.
How are you today, Darren? We're doing good, brother. How's your weekend been?
Hot and bothered, but we got through it.
Oh, good stuff. Now, just looking on the screen here, just obviously chatting before about the debate over should there be a zero alcohol limit for all drivers across all licences after that terrible accident on the weekend. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, it is a tragedy, but look, I think that if you can't make your own judgment calls, maybe you shouldn't even be drinking, but... I think a blanket ban, and I don't think that's the answer.
Interesting perspective. All right, mate.
With you on that.
Who do you think Celeb 5 is, man?
I think it's Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, great actress. Naughty though. Thank you, Darren. Enjoy your day, man. Thanks for calling.
Let's go to Mark. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, excellent. What did you do on the weekend?
Nothing deal.
Yeah, just took it easy at home?
That's it, yep.
Nice one. All right, well, let's win you $1,000. Who do you think celeb number 5 is?
Well, I was going to say Julia Roberts, but the guy beat me
through
it. So, Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan.
You find Meg Ryan sexy there, Darren? Mark, sorry? No?
No.
It's not her.
Unlucky.
Very good. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, buddy.
Guys, you know what? I think you're both going to be excited about tonight.
My
Married at First Sight kicks off.
Oh, good stuff. Maddie.
Your favourite show.
I'm so jealous. My friend, who works for a radio station as well, but a much bigger one in Sydney, got a free, early copy of it.
Did he tell you any secrets?
No, it is annoying me. And he was, sending me random snaps of the episode, just teasing me. But yeah, MAFS, very exciting, kicking off tonight.
I'm going to try and get on board it this year.
Are you?
They just annoy me. I get a couple of episodes in, I just think, oh, you're pathetic.
This is not marriage.
Got to say, guys, so obviously Valentine's Day coming up in a couple of weeks. Mm. Now, we have a very secret event that we're planning. I will say, can reveal today that NASA will be hosting it with us.
NASA from
Married at First Sight.
That's right. So something linked to the season. Keep it peeled here. Keep your ears peeled, rather, if you're wanting to find out more. We'll reveal more in the next few days.
Yes, correct. 9:02 right now. Producer Jackson in with 105 commercial free. What's on the way,
Maddie?
Yeah,
a bit of this.
Maddie, your favourite. I clocked up another 7 listens to this on the weekend already.
Did
you? Yeah.
I was actually at the beach yesterday and someone was just singing this repeatedly.
Well, that was probably me.
Oh, I love this
song. Takes me back to the days of Dawson's Creek.
Yes, yes.
Oh, those Dawson's River kids, right?
Yep.
How cute.
Feels.
Some Joe Bros as well. Very quickly, too, some insider gossip about maths.
Yeah.
My sister actually attended one of the weddings.
That's right. Said,
very, very dramatic and juicy.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
This is great.
We should get Matt Nasser on the show tomorrow, actually, to give his maths wrap.
Give a little wrap up.
Very good. Okay, we'll tee it up. Thank you, Jackson. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed. Let's hear it. Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.